Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, June the 10th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. We're excited to have another call tonight. Even though we didn't think we would necessarily be here tonight, we are. And we've got a lot of good information to impart to everybody tonight. So, fasten your seatbelt. Get yourself a little something to drink, a little water, little unsweet tea. And let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another outstanding teaching that she'll present to us tonight. Okay. Lord God, thank you so much for all that you've done to bring along everything that we are anticipating, for making the manifestation of this blessing a real thing. We know it is all in your perfect timing, and yet we want to rush you and hurry you, move it along. But realistically, it's your timing that will allow to come when it's exactly right. So thank you for that. Thank you for keeping us all hydrated and keeping us all healed and whole and just in expectation for an incredible blessing. Thank you for it all. We bless you and glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time for all of us in Big Call Universe, so we're really looking forward to seeing what the teaching you found for us will be tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'm dedicating this to three people that were very nice with their testimonials, very generous, and, you know, generous just giving a little extra. And that's Linda, Carolyn, and Kat. Thank you for being so generous and abundant. Waving at the rearview mirror. The car you drive, my servant Caleb has a different attitude than the others have. Caleb. He's remained loyal to me, so I'll bring him into the land he explored. His descendants will possess their full share of the land. Numbers 14:24. The car you drive has a large windshield, but only a relatively small rearview mirror. The implication is obvious. What happened in your past is not nearly as important as what is in your future. Where you're going is much more important than where you've been. If you stay focused on the past, you're liable to miss numerous excellent opportunities ahead. How do we let go of the past? First, discipline your thoughts to stop thinking about it. Quit talking about it. Quit reliving every negative experience. If you've been through a loss or one of your dreams has died, of course there's a proper time for grieving. But at some point, you need to get up, dust yourself off, put on fresh attitude, and start pressing forward in life. Don't let disappointment get to you. Don't let people steal your dreams. Continually remind yourself that your dream is on the inside, that you are a person that can manufacture what God's best is inside of you. You can draw down from what God has brought through you as a new idea, a new invention, and a new care for humanity. When you know that you're that creative, you are literally being a conduit for God. Granted, you may have noticed that things take time to come to fruition. You may have noticed that because there is so much that needs to be reformed, you need to walk with the steadiness that Christ had in him. You have the same in you. What if starting today, you decided not to look in the rearview mirror, not to look at appearances, but to know that you're a mighty and powerful creator in Christ? What if today you were able to pull on the purity of your new ideas, something that Christ and the Holy Spirit brought to you, and allow yourself to know that in Christ there is no time, there is no delay. It's all here right now. And the more you can take yourself out of time and into the direct knowing that God has bestowed this RV, God has bestowed your abundance. It is here now, and it is up to you to walk in it, to own it, and to project it as your living new world. What would that do for your life? These things in greater are what you're about to do. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sue. Yes. What's interesting in that teaching, I feel, is that, yeah, we only spend so much time checking our rearview mirror. And we need to keep the focus forward into our future, into where we're going, not where we've been. And so I think that we can check the rearview mirror, obviously, when we drive. Check side view, check rear view. But focus on what's in front of you, on what's before us. And I think that we do that. I think it's important that we keep that in our forefront before us. God has set this aside for us. Ever since the foundation of the earth, he knew that we would have this to look forward to. We've been born for this generation. We're here for that purpose and further purposes. And it's even with the big call, we have, you know, I took that BIG from Blessed Ideas Group because I felt like the ideas that we have moving forward with our projects, with what it is we wanted to do, that God would bless those ideas. And essentially, that's what he's doing. And that's why we have Blessed Ideas Group. So the big call came from that theory. Now, the other thing is we need to, let me see where I was going to go with this now. Moving forward, just as we were going to say, oh, I lost my train of thought a minute ago. All right, let's just say it this way. Everybody has certain things that they will do or want to do in the future. And I'm one of those just like you guys. I've got plans, I've got ideas, and God will bless those ideas. Many of those ideas he's already given to us. Okay, I got my thought back. Now, here is what Sue was talking about in part of that teaching was the idea of dream stealers. Dream stealers, if you have an idea or just something that you think is a really cool idea, you've got to be careful who you share it with. If you share it with people that are primarily negative thinkers, they'll steal that dream right out from under you and tell you, oh, no, you can't do that. You're not able to do that. What makes you think you can do it? You know, they'll tell you all kinds of things, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, wait a minute, maybe I can't do that. Maybe that's not doable. That's not where we want to go. So be careful who you share your dreams with, because if you share it to the wrong people, they can steal them from you. It can be dream stealers. And some things that you're thinking you can't bring out or shouldn't bring out until you're ready for someone else to hear it. And it might have to be somebody that you don't even know yet, somebody that God brings into your presence in your future that is aligned with your way of thinking and resonates with you to the point you think, yeah, now's the time to bring this idea out. Because then it can germinate, then it can flourish, then it can grow, and then it can be harvested. So that's what I was getting from the teaching, Sue. That's what it was saying to me. So appreciate that. Thank you for doing that for us again. And now,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Sue. What about you, Bob? What do you take from this idea of the rearview mirror and what's in front of us?
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you again. Another really great way to kick things off here for Tuesday night. And just really grateful to be able to have this time to stop, because it's been, you know, Monday and Tuesday and lots of activity and meetings and phone calls and trips here and there to do this and that. And now it's a really good time to, you know, put that to rest and listen to beautiful teachings and listen to Bruce's commentary and, you know, just allow whatever effect it has on me to be perfectly fine, and that I get a chance to share what the effect of the teaching was, which is really, really great. So thank you, Sue. And, you know, I started thinking about the making sure you look forward through the windshield, and I remember the story that Anthony Robbins was telling about when he went for his first lessons to drive a race car on a race car track. They had a special race car where they could lift one of the wheels off the ground and make the car go into kind of an angle where you were going to crash into the wall. And you had to be able to steer the car away from the wall. And the teacher was telling him that without the right instruction and assistance, everybody would just crash the car. Because what they would do, as soon as they started going towards the wall, they would fixate their eyes on the wall. And so their body would not follow to make the correction. They would actually steer the car where they were looking. And so the exercise was to practice and get really good at looking where you wanted the car to go. And then, as you did, instead of looking at the wall, your body, your hands, your arms would actually steer the car back onto the track, and then they would put the wheel back down.
That's wild.
It's pretty wild. Anyway, I also started thinking about when you were talking about leaving the past behind and not dwelling on it. And I started thinking, you know, if we want a place to start, why not do it right in the morning and start with gratitude in the morning for, you know, waking up, being alive, have gratitude for all the good things that happened yesterday. If you're going to dwell on the past, you might as well dwell on what was good, right? And then all of the great things that are to come, your joyful anticipation of the day's events. And that focus on the past that can become habitual causes so much worry. And to counteract it, we have to have faith. Because what are we worried about? That somehow things are not okay right now, and that in the future they're not going to be okay, and they might even be worse. Yet, having faith, the way that Christ had faith, when Christ got up in the morning, he always prayed before he started his day. And when he started his teaching and walking and recruiting the apostles, he wasn't worried about if everything was okay. He was focused right out through the windshield, and he was walking very confidently with a smooth rhythm to his walk. He was very, very loving, having come out of his prayers and meditation. He was very wise, knowing that the wisdom of the Lord was pouring through him. And he was willing. He was willing to do this. He could have done anything. And if we can imagine ourselves walking that way, or actually do it, you're walking through the park, well, what if we imagine that we had the faith of Christ and we're walking through the park just like he would? And then maybe take time to pause and kneel. I call this kneel and feel. Like, kneel down and pray with gratitude and feel the hands of the Lord on your shoulders, giving you this greatest of all blessings, which is his kingdom that's within you, and he's amplifying it with his hands on your shoulders, powering that energy that's in you. So it's 10 times stronger, and it's burning away all the worry and the doubt. And then, as you rise, imagine again you're Christ walking in the park, and this time, you'll have this new conviction, this new energy from that feeling of God's hands on your shoulders. And this time, you'll walk knowing for certain, with faith, like Christ did, that in fact everything is okay.
Oh, that's good, Bob. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm picturing Jesus walking through the park, and the birds are out in the trees, and he's looking up, and he hears the birds, and all of a sudden, a beautiful bird, maybe a robin, even flies down and lands on his shoulder, and he moves his hand to let the bird jump on his finger, and he kind of talks to that bird, and the bird just, I just think that would be a cool thing. And then all of a sudden the bird, he sets it free and off it goes. What an environment, what a time that would be. And I know that happens, and that's happened to Sue, where a bird will be stranded or needs help, and she's rescued that bird. I know of 2 or 3 times she's done that.
Thank you.
And I just picture that would be a very Christ-like thing to do, to just admire. You got to realize that very nature of that little robin is what Jesus himself, as the Son in the tripartite Godhead, the triune God, he is the creator of all. He created all, everything, good, bad, planets, everything was created by him. There was nothing made that was not made by him. That's in Genesis, I can't remember if it's chapter 3 or 6. Anyway, in Genesis. It's fascinating to think about. This man we know as Jesus was 100% man. He felt everything. He did what we normally are doing in life, and yet he was also 100% God. And it doesn't equate to the human mind. You go, wait, whoa, how can he be 100% man and also 100% God? He's referred to as the God-man. And it's phenomenal when you try to think about that. But anyway, I'm getting too far out. Sue, I'm picturing that little bird, your little robin friend, coming down and flying down and landing on you.
I know.
So isn't that sweet? What would you think about a bird that would do that? He's called.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but I really appreciate you bringing up that bird because I loved him so much. And
I know you did.
Wow, there's a lot here. So much here. What I really liked, I mean, there's so much in what you said, Bruce, and what Bob said. But I love the opportunity because no matter whether you're listening to us and reflecting on what we're saying, this opportunity, just like Bob said, is an opportunity to slow down and to see what is present in the highest truth. That's number one. Like, what are the thoughts that are coming up as you're listening to us? What I loved about what Bob said is he has an opportunity to express what he knows and encompasses about the teaching, and he does such a beautiful job in expanding it. And then Bruce brings so much love and understanding about the nature of Christ. And here's where it gets really interesting. Because Bob, when you were talking about the car and Tony Robbins doing that kind of driving, for people out there that are like, they like to do things and they're kinesthetic, they like to get into sports and they learn through their bodies. We're all actually designed to do that. And I am one of those people. So I did take high-performance driving, and you feel it in your body. But here's where it gets really interesting, and this is about moving your body and your spirit so you can embody Christ. I used to ride horses competitively. Same thing as driving a car over fences. And so people, your instructors would always say, you've got to look 3 or 4 or 5 fences ahead. Now the difference with a horse versus a car is that the horse is feeling where you're looking. You're feeling where you're looking. And so it's a very, very intimate experience of the horse feeling what's going on and how are you feeling the tension as you get ready for something 3 jumps down the road or whatever. And you've got to be very coordinated with a living thing. So when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to say that this is the time. I'm bold. I'm a little bit different. Get it in the classes. Why did Christ say, these things and greater shall you do? When you wake up in the morning, is the first thing that you're noticing, oh, I'm back in my body? This is what I go through. I go, oh, here's my body self. Here's my local self. And then the next thing I do is I remember who I am at a deeper, higher level. And I remember the depth of my devotion to Christ in me. And I go, so much bigger. And I practice feeling that, just like Bob was saying, just like Bruce was saying. But bringing it into your body, bringing it into so you're loving and you're devoted to that Christ in you. So it's in you, not outside of you, etc. And then form an intention. So you're lying there, your eyes are maybe closed. And the first thing you need to do is draw down your identity, these things in greater. We've got to go past where we've been. This is complete opinion. We've got to be more than what's been demonstrated. And the way we demonstrate it is by driving our own horse, our own car, but our neurobiology, our thought and our feeling flowing through our body. And when you unify that inner experience, there's talking about and there's talking from. Talking about something and talking from. And when you understand that all of us on this call are here to talk from the knowing, really watch what I'm about to say. The knowing that every single person that's listening to this call and the replay, if we added just a little bit more light, and each of us walked away from this call, thanks to Bruce for having the persistence to do this, and we walked away from this call knowing we knew that the RV was coming. We knew and felt and acted not like who we've been, which was conditioning in the past, but the greater spirit that we are. We're about to come into the time when we do. Why would Christ say that? Don't ever forget it. Don't march. That should be the biggest thing in your head. Ever. It means you own it too. Don't dismiss or make small because nobody's done that before. That's what we're preparing for. We're preparing to wake up in the morning, be filled with gratitude for remembering who we are. We don't have to worry about money. And now we lead with our whole beings, not with our heads, not thinking out there, but fully immersed in Christ. That, to me, is saying goodbye to the old self that was conditioned falsely to believe in limitation. That's not who you are. Your personality is not who you are. You're the being in Christ that is here on this call because Bruce did it for 14 years. What part of him helped him to do that? What part of Bob helped Bob to create a company that was so filled with love? What part of me, what part of you is here every week? It's not your little, oh, I want the RV part. It's your greater part. It's your greater part. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sue. Yeah, that's a lot we can concentrate and focus on in that and expand. what we're thinking about to take us into that new future that's right before us. Thank you, Sue, for that teaching. Really good. I think it prompts us to go in a lot of different directions. And I like what Bob brought, too, about the race car situation. And Sue, you did some Bob Bondurant School of Racing, if I remember right, something to that effect. And it's really good, you know, to express that and to be that. And I guess you were in steeplechase type jumping, Sue? Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Horse jumping over these, not over hedges, but just jumps.
I'm not going to go into it. Things that you had to coordinate with a horse and required some discipline and training. Let's just say that way.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I picture you with your little hat on. That's good. oh, gosh. All right, let's do this, you guys. It's time, once again, to see if we have any prayer requests or any praise reports. Sue, while you're looking those up, let's see.
All set.
If we have all set. Okay, let's do it.
This is from Pastor Scott. This morning's praise is for moments of worship, where Scripture tells us we are to worship all things, good, bad, and indifferent. Inviting God into our worship glorifies Him in all things. I listened a couple of days ago to a worship song called "So Will I" 100 billion times, and Pastor Scott, I'm now remembering that I owed you an email. It's just getting tough with people and emails. Please forgive me. I haven't. By Hillsong United, everyone, listen to this. It will bring you to love everything. Where we are at in space and time, my prayer is you do this. You will be blessed. Be blessed. Love you all. Pastor Scott.
Do you remember Hillsong, Darlene, Jack, or however you pronounce her name? Fantastic. The old Hillsong. I mean, that goes way back. Yeah, I remember a lot of that good stuff. Thank you, Pastor Scott.
Now we go on to Jeannie. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Yeah, 6:10. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Even in the moment of deep disappointment, find peace in the knowledge that God is near, ready to mend your broken heart. Generous and loving God, we offer you thanks and praise as we recognize that everything we receive comes from you. Guide us as stewards of your abundance and caretakers of all you have entrusted to us, that with thankful hearts, our faithful stewardship will bear witness to your glory, especially with the RV blessing and med beds we should be receiving very soon. Hoping and praying it happens this week, we pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. We continue to pray for world peace, riots to stop, 800 numbers, RV, MedBeds, R&R, Social Security increase updates. May God bless everyone on this big call. All the leaders and listeners with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability. So thankful for the Big Call platform and millions of listeners 2 times a week until the 800 number is provided to us. Everyone have a blessed week, and we hope and pray we get the 800 numbers this week. Jeannie.
We sure do. Thank you, Jeannie. Yes. Always a nice refresher prayer to to hear what it is we're expecting, what it is we're wanting to have manifest in our lives. And it's always nice to hear from Jeannie regarding those things. So thank you, Jeannie. Very important. All right, Sue. Well, if that's all we have for tonight, then let's get into what it is you'd like to discuss with us tonight and see what it is we need to learn.
We're going to have some fun because there's going to be one thing you weren't expecting, which is going to be fun.
Okay, good.
You like anything that's playful. So remember, we're going to start calling this the future space. Because it is actually the part of you in Christ that is stepping in to create a new future. And I'm going to share three, one's a little longer, two are very short, testimonials to set up something that was very surprising to me that was happening, I can't even say how many times last week. And so we came up, please write this down, with what is called an anticipatory design. We design something as a solution. We don't just sit and notice patterns. We try to create what's called social value. Creating something that's going to go out and take a mess and create something that clarifies it, makes it better, does something with it. Try practicing that as a discipline. You know, when you hear people talking about something that needs fixing, don't pass it on as something needs fixing. How are we going to make it better? That's going to lift people up around you. So let's see. We're going to do this testimonial first. This is from the class last week that we did, which was the strategic infrastructure map, which is what you're going to do when setting up all your key people, etc. Sue, your class last night raised the ceiling further than before. It provided a freedom deeply sought after by so many. It also provided focus, clarity, and opened a door to much-needed possibilities in areas some not even dared to go until last night. The structures that we were provided on a very high level went beyond previously dreamed realizations. We were ready to say, yes, I not only can, but I will create a framework that I need without limits. I was busy typing, processing, and focusing on what you presented. Today I was able to print it out, get more organized, and deal with any limiting beliefs that surfaced. They did surface. The main one was trust. Trusting in my ability to see what needs to be seen in an interview for its truth. Trusting people to do the job. The class is hard to rate on a scale because it was so mind-expanding. It was off the charts. Thank you so much for sharing this blockbuster information. So thank you for daring to present it all. I rise to the occasion and say, yes, I can, and yes, I will. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to be an overcomer now. Period. And this is going to, you're going to see how this ties into, you're going to see a pattern when I, this is from a woman who is a singer and didn't know some things, so I had a brief 20-minute call with her. And she was, I'm just going to read a short part. She said, I also feel more positive and planted to move forward with confidence in delegating my wants and needs. And I'll do one more tiny one. This is about the med beds. They said, no way can I pick the 65 different additional things you can ask for in the med bed. No way I can pick just two at the rich age of 80. Yahweh takes good care of me each and every day, but I can always use many upgrades. Thanks. Loving what I'm learning already. Glad I got it purchased. So here's what was coming up, Bruce, last week, and I didn't get a chance to tell you. A lot of people were saying, like, were showing up saying, I don't know anything about going into the Redemption Center. I don't know how to, what's going to be required of me in that first week. This is not the advanced class that I was doing. Those are people that know that whole space. I don't know this. I mean, it was a lot of people. And then I got one last email. I think it was on Sunday. And so here's what we're going to do. Let me call out to you people that may have come in. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years. And here's what we're going to be offering. We did a class that's an evergreen class. It's called Designing Your Best Future. Here's what you want to write down, DYBF. And one of the things we do in each of the classes is we help you to experience and decide in advance, not by telling you, but kind of guiding you through the choices that will be in front of you. So you can actually see and prioritize on a timeline what you're going to be doing. Premier banker, meeting with them, talking about security, buying your real estate, doing those things so they're organized and prioritized. And so you don't have to, you're not running around with a lot of anxiety about what do I need to do next? How do I see myself doing it? You behavioralize it. Very hard to do this stuff if it's not, again, in your body. If you're not looking at, okay, here comes my first fence. Here comes my first wall, if we're going to use the car driver. Where am I going? What are the decisions I'm going to have to make? If you're all like, I'm in a car, what do I do? I'm doing it by myself. I've got nobody guiding me. That's a very scary place to be. So what we're offering starting tonight is Designing Your Best Future. And that is a series of four classes. It's 6 hours. And you can listen. Even if you've bought the MedBed and the Quantum, if you want to listen to a class that you can listen to one class a week, you can listen to two. I would listen to one or two classes, and it will pair perfectly. It's like digestible. It's strengthening. I feel like I'm serving you a beautiful plate of cognition in Christ. It will pair perfectly. So you can digest what you're going through, but it's designed to make, so if you got it tonight or tomorrow, you'll be able to say, okay, I'm here, I see what I'm doing. You'll be able to internalize and create a structure so that you don't feel, your nervous system doesn't feel overloaded. It's like, okay, what do I have to do? I used to have so much going on, for instance, that when it came to traveling, I was always last minute, and I would get really anxious about it because my mother used to get anxious about it. And it was like, I didn't need to get anxious. I just needed to be calm. I needed to be clear. I needed to be decisive and be able to think about the things I was going to put in my suitcases. But usually it was, I had so much going on, I hadn't given any thought. And that's what brought up that, I don't know. So what I saw was a pattern with these people, because we can't repeat this every single call. It gets boring for people. So here's the question you want to ask yourself is, am I really clear about my priorities, who I'm going to be meeting with? Do I have a clear picture? And do I know what I'm doing in the first week? Or would I like to structure that so I felt like I was bringing the control, let's say the knowing, back into myself so I can be more effective. I can meet with the people I need to meet with. And I have a strategy and a structure. And it's going to be fun to listen to. It's not a dry, boring class. That's number one. If that's you, if you want help with that, it's just $100 and you're going to get 6 hours that will take out the guessing, the anxiety, the stress, will help you start to think about what you need to have in place, and it's going to calm you down. So, Bruce, it's called DYBF. DYBF. It's $100. It's a nice, simple email. You're just going to get one email. And you're going to get a map of your priorities. It's very simple. You can print it, just copy and paste it, and you could look at it and you'll go, okay, I'm doing this today, I'm doing that today, I'm doing this. Very simple. And it's just going to calm down your nervous system so you're not as overloaded. So that's our surprise, Designing Your Best Future.
Okay,
we're
good.
Making that available for the first time because we had so many people. I mean, we forget, Bruce, how many people need stuff. And, of course, the MedBed 100 and Quantum Leader Future Founder. And I just want to say one quick thing about the Quantum Leader piece. The MedBed is pretty obvious. It's deep and people love it, et cetera. Everybody, I've also spoke to a couple of people, and it was fascinating. The more you prepare for what's about to happen, and you just take in, it's not a lot. It's like an hour, it's like 2 hours, maybe three. If you start to digest from someone that's been working in the sort of quantum space for forever, leadership space for forever, and you get somebody that can simplify and help you have what's known as foresight, the ability to just connect to the future, it's amazing. It's amazing how many people, you might want to write this down, aren't aware of the changes that are going to take place and even how they design their projects. And that's what the Quantum Leader Future Founder, it's to begin to open you up to the key decisions you're going to need. It's going to give you context. It's like, okay, when this starts, we are in a totally new world. How do I structure my attention for myself, for my family, and for my projects? Those three things. And what it's going to do is it's going to kind of take the ceiling off your point of view and yet keep you grounded and structured. That's the whole point, is to open you, expand you, but make it so it's grounding at the same time. You're not going to leave going, whoa. No, it's to simplify so you comprehend. Ooh, close call. I would have gotten it if I said the U word. I'm going to hear about it in just a second. We want to bet. We don't use the U word. We comprehend. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm a good student still. So, think about quantum data. So yeah. Bruce has to do Designing Your Best Future, MedBed 100.
QIBF 100. Yep.
Exactly. But it's all designed just so. The last thing we need is overwhelmed founders, trillionaires, millionaires, billionaires. That's the last thing we need. And going and infecting their homes. So please reflect. Just take a second right now. Could I use some grounding in what I'm going to do in the first 2 weeks? All three of these programs will help you. And that's my segment for tonight.
All right, Sue. Thank you for that. DYBF 100 coming in.
I have a good teacher. That's why I'm so good. Good co-pilot.
Yes.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, Sue. Thank you for that very much. Yep. We'll recap that for you. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Let's transition over, Bob. Sue had three testimonials. I bet you have two or three that you can bring to us tonight. And then tell us the state of what's going on. Is there anything new, any new research we need to be aware of, Bob?
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. Actually, I do have a testimonial. I'll let people know about the sale that's still going on. And
okay.
I do have a couple of different things about research that could be interesting for people. So I'll start just by telling people we're still doing the sale that is buy one, get one half off of barley. So people can get heirloom barley or gladiator barley, and they can mix and match if they want to. And we also have three products that are 50% off. So even if you just buy one, you're going to get it half off. And that is our premium probiotics and also our flax lignans. The lignans are really, really great for people that have gone through menopause and are still having symptoms or are going through menopause, just about to get ready to go to menopause. We've had hundreds of women take these lignans during that time with tremendous results. And it also helps quite a great deal with depression and anxiety. It also helps boost your immune system, helps with prevention of breast cancer, helps with prostate issues. There's 27 different lignans in this product, Bruce, which is why it can do so many different things with one powder.
Mm-hmm.
And the other products on sale is let me just see, I'm blanking on it for a second, but it's our olive leaf extract, and that is also really good for boosting your immune system. It's been used for thousands of years. It's something really well established in the world of Ayurvedic medicine. And that's 50% off, too. And then also, anybody that spends over $150 on their order is going to get some free barley. You're going to get a half of a canister, which means if you're already taking barley, it's a two-week supply. You can use it as a travel supply or share with a friend or even take a little extra at nighttime in order to help with sleep. It goes really well with our sleep aid. And that is what's on sale for right now. And we also, we do have this one testimonial I want to read, and it kind of goes together with the other studies that I want to talk about. So this is a longer testimonial, so I'm only going to do one tonight. This says, this is a woman that says, I found out in November of 2024 that I have a kind of hydrocephalus called NPH, normal pressure hydrocephalus, which gets progressively worse with age. I've been falling down more and more for no apparent reason. After 2 years of worsening symptoms, I called Boomers and asked if Bob thought Myotrol would help. I began taking it, but had to have a shunt put on my brain on 11/22/24. I used it while in rehab, and my progress was exceptional. I came home 12/13, just in time for the holidays, fully walking and caring for myself, stronger than I thought I would be. I was released from all doctor's care with no walkers, canes, or any other assistance on January 16th. Now I can ride my recumbent bike with strong resistance, and my upper body strength has greatly improved. I know the Myotrol has played a significant part in my recovery and my strength and my confidence to go forward. I'm 66 years young, and I absolutely think everyone over 60 should take this product to ensure their leg muscles remain strong as we continue to wait on full healing with the med beds. Thank you, Boomers, for your vision, for your staff, and your great customer service.
Very good. That's great news.
Yeah, I remember speaking with this lady, and it's really great to get an update from her on how she's doing. And, you know, there were a couple of studies tonight that came out about people who are older that are having trouble with their weight and are starting now to lose weight using the new weight loss drugs. And this is an article by a doctor, a medical doctor, where this woman is talking about how it's so much different for older people when they start losing weight. And part of the reason is issues that people tend to have when they get older, they're prescribed medications for them, and those medications are dosed based on their weight. But most of the time, when a patient starts to lose weight, especially if they lose 20 or 30 pounds, their doctors aren't changing their medication, so now they're getting overdosed and the drug interactions are getting worse, and sometimes people end up worse off having lost weight because nobody was really managing the complexity of their condition, and they certainly weren't doing everything they could to help them with their muscle loss. And also, what happens when older people start using weight loss drugs, they can also have a deterioration in the strength of their bones. And these need to be really looked at. And so one of the things that they recommended was, you know, monitoring the medications, making sure people exercise and, you know, do resistance exercise, take extra protein, and for your, you know, for your bones, make sure you take vitamin D. And so that's kind of, you know, a typical thing that that's going to be advised by medical doctors that are at the cutting edge, that are at the forefront of helping older people manage their weight and manage their adult onset illnesses, etc. So this is an article by a woman who's saying, we're doing a really bad job of it, so here's what we should be doing, right? And what she's recommending is what I refer to as Pablum. And it's like very uninteresting, very basic, and not at all even remotely close to the cutting edge of what people could do to really begin to look at, you know, why were they overweight to begin with? Probably because they were so malnourished from eating crappy food and not exercising and being exposed to seed oils and high fructose corn syrup and toxicity in the air and being too stressed out and all of those types of things. And, you know, what really, in fact, is needed for people, and there are many, many thousands of people that have done this, Bruce, is they really need to follow along with what the true state of the art is. And it's not being put forward by the typical medical doctors. There are some really, really great functional medicine doctors that have great programs and nutrition protocols and psychological management, you know, in their practice, but they're few and far between. And if somebody's worried about muscle loss, well, how about they use some gladiator barley, which is going to detoxify their body at the same time as help them build muscle. It's going to cleanse their small intestines so they can absorb nutrients like they were much younger. And how about helping them to, you know, get their body super well nourished by using something like the Total Health System, where we now know that the pyramid, the food pyramid that they call the standard American diet, is so sad it'll make you cry. And that whole sad diet is being examined right now by the commission, you know, that Trump has created with RFK Jr. in order to really, you know, straighten it out so that it's not, you know, the creation of such a sad diet is no longer in the future created by people from special interests. And there is a cleansing that started beginning yesterday by RFK Jr. in regard to these types of initiatives that he's putting in place, where he terminated the employment of 17 advisors at the same time and is going to create an entire new commission to examine the safety and efficacy of vaccines. And so things are starting to turn around, but we don't have to wait for any kind of a turnaround that RFK Jr. is going to lead. We can right now, as a person who's wants to, you know, lose 30 pounds as a 65-year-old, say, you know, start by getting really well nourished so that you're not hungry all the time, and start by using a product that can increase your brain-derived nootropic factor and give you motivation to want to exercise, right? And look at, you know, what's going on as to, you know, why you might be so tired all the time. You probably don't have enough of the basic nutrients that are involved in making energy in your body, vitamin B1, B3, B6, coenzyme Q10, et cetera. And you certainly don't have a way to manage the balance of your NADH and NAD+ unless you're using Myotrol. And so this is the kind of thing that people can already learn right now. People that are listening in tonight, listening to replays, have been listening for years to the Big Call, have access to the real information that should be in this article. And there's another article, too, that just came out, and I'm not sure which article was, you know, was more pathetic, I should say. And this is one about dementia. It says up to 44% of dementia cases preventable. And so they talk a little bit about circulation, then they talk about obesity, and they talk about atherosclerosis, and they talk about smoking. And it's like, okay, so don't smoke, take a statin medication, and do some exercise, and you'll reduce your risk of dementia by 44%, right? And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. How? First off, what about the people that don't smoke that get dementia? What are you going to do for those? They probably have some form of vascular dementia. So those people need to know a great deal about circulation, not just a little bit about, you know, a bunch of things. They need to know a great deal about the key issue for them. And if you have poor circulation to your brain, you're going to end up with dementia. There's a study at Cornell University that showed that definitively. And it was a study where they were using an intervention to show the opposite, which was the same circulation, Matt, Bruce, that we've been talking about for years. And if you can increase your circulation by 30%, you are going to eliminate the risk of those vascular dementias, especially if you can get your inflammation down at the same time. We know that inflammation is significantly implicated in dementia. Yet, how many people, when they go to the doctor, have their inflammation level checked? Right? Not unless you ask for it.
Exactly. That's right.
And so, and God forbid they measure your omega-3 fatty acids, the DHA, in your bloodstream, right? They're never going to do that. And so this is another case where if you really want to prevent dementia, you better have a way to detoxify, because there's so much toxicity in your body is going to contribute to it. And you better have a way to get all those toxins out, and you better be able to get the heavy metals out of your brain, and you better be able to increase your circulation. And then you got to look at, what are you circulating? Are you circulating enough antioxidants, superoxide dismutase and trimethylglycine and glutathione, right, in order to keep the inflammation down in your brain, which we know is a cofactor that leads to things like chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And there's no mention of any of this in this study about decreasing your risk of dementia. It's about smoking and statins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm hopeful for in the future, Bruce, is that as the Make America Healthy initiative continues forward, that it will not only change the basics that we need to about food and other things, but we'll really start to put forward some of the more current technology. Some of this stuff's already been around for 30 years, right?
Right.
Those circulation maps were invented 30 years ago, right?
Awesome.
The scientists in Canada, Ken, started creating Gladiator barley 15 years ago. We got our first canister of barley from Ken 15 years ago, right? And and still, you know, here are half the country is overweight or obese. The average person, 65 years old, is on a minimum of 4 medication, has 3 different adult onset diseases by the time they're 65, right? And so this is what I would invite people to do, Bruce. If you or someone you know, someone in your family, a friend who needs help with their health, maybe it's a story like the testimonial we read where a woman who had a serious issue with her brain had to have brain surgery and needed to recover, and her convalescence was miraculously complete and fast. When she reached out for help from us. And other people do the exact thing. You know somebody that needs help? You don't have to pay any money for us to listen to what's going on and tell you what we know. If we can't help you, we know a lot of people that probably can. And you can just call our 800 number and get the help that you need.
Bob, that's so important. And when you were reading the testimonial about the lady who was 66 years young, it brought to mention a friend of mine who I go out to eat lunch with at least once, sometimes twice a week. And he's 84 years young and cycles 2 to 3 times a week, and not on recumbent, but on a normal stand-up bicycle, and he does have an e-bike, but he still is pedaling and putting in between 20 and 36 miles a ride, and just really in shape. He's got core, he's got legs, you know, he's strong, and he's 84. And he's working for a living, still working full time. Because you know what happens, Bob, when a lot of people, say, hit 65 or they forced into retirement or whether it's 65 or 70, and they just stop working, if they don't have something meaningful to do in their life, what do? They die. You know? And unless they're super avid golfers and really improving and traveling and enjoying life and having that, you know, they just waste away. Well, he's doing the opposite of that. And I was thinking that Myotrol is so good at restoring and building muscle and your immune system. And if you combine that with the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and barley, especially the Gladiator barley, if you want to build muscle, you know, it's all right there. That combination, it's dynamic. That's why you call it the dynamic combo. And I think it's tremendous to have that. And I think that woman at 66 is doing great. And I want to hear more things about people that are older that are getting up off the couch, walking. Listen, I know what it's like to go from wheelchair to walker to cane to no cane. You know? And so, you know, that's really the goal. Because once you get in that wheelchair, if you're 65, 70 years old or older, you don't get out. You don't get out of that chair unless you make up your mind, I'm not going to be sitting in this cotton picking chair anymore. Forget it. I'm out. I'm going to be what I used to be. I'm going to walk again. And you get out and you get past the walker, you get past the cane, the hurricane, and you say, okay, I've got my balance. I'm going to move forward one step at a time, and pretty soon you're back to walking a mile or two a day, 20, 30 minutes a day. That's it. That's it. You got to make your mind up to do that. But to help you get there, you've got to get started with good nutrition. That's what Bob has for us with Boomers. I'm just so happy that we have these products that are really miraculous. I think Myotrol is one of the best we've ever had, for sure. Testimonials on it are terrific. Boomer Boost Barley, Myotrol, obviously we need vitamin D3, we need vitamin C, we need, magnesium and zinc for our bone strength. That's as important as the calcium is for bones, bone density and maintaining that. So thank you for that, Bob. I really appreciate that. To get to the website and check out the sale and all the products and many, many more things, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get to my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. It'll take you right in to Bob's site. And then you can go through, look at the products on sale tab, bring that down. You know, I just supplemented on Friday. I just ordered a little fill-in order that I needed for some of these things that I was running low or out of. And I thought, I better get two Myotrol. They're not on sale, but I know how that is. Let me go ahead and get a couple. So I got that. I got two or three other things that I was getting a little low on. Even got some aloe vera. But what's cool is you've got the staff at Boomers, the customer support team, that really cares about us. They especially take care of Big Call Universe. So don't hesitate to give them a call. You know how to get to Bob's site. Now the 800 number is easy to remember. 800-861-4000. 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And if you call in tomorrow, could be a great day to call in. If you get a recording, just leave your name and phone number. They'll turn around and call you right back as soon as they get off the phone. It's really, really good. They're very, very good at doing that and getting back to you. So I highly recommend that. And I guess that takes care of everything. The sale items are good. You know, I took advantage of it, and I'm glad I stocked up a little bit on the barley and the lignans and the premium probiotics, because I go through all that stuff, all those powders every day. So, and I got Boomer Boost to match up with my barley order, so I don't run low on one versus the other. So let's talk about, and thank you again, Bob. I think that's terrific, and I love the fact that, didn't we have somebody that was going to be, that is 80, that was talking about the med bed? And I was thinking to myself, let's see, they're going to, if you're 80 years and older, you can go back 50 years. So that 80-year-old can go back to the age of 30, biological age of 30, if you want. It's your choice to go back that far. Now, they don't want you to go back any further than that. If you're 80 or more, at my age, I'll go back to the age of 28, and I'll be plenty happy at 28, biologically. Chronologically, I'm still what I am, 71 and a half. But what I like now is talking to people to say that they're maybe 65 or 60 or something. I tell them how old I am. They go, God, you don't look 70. You don't look 71 and a half. And you sure don't act like, well, that's true, I don't act like that. But what's really good is that we're going to be taking advantage of this. And I think what Jeannie said in her prayer and praise message tonight, that it should be soon. You know, we have been so close to getting there, to getting started, that we were like, and all of a sudden, boop, oh, something else. Something else happened. Well, I think they're running out of things to throw at us. So let's believe that we are coming into this thing very soon. I want to tackle one question that Bob brought up to me from a Big Call listener in Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, where the, you know? Now, I live in Oklahoma. And to be fair to those from Oklahoma, I'm not really an Okie. I don't really sound like an Okie. But I love the people here. I love the churches here. I get along well with everybody. But this gentleman was asking about Wells Fargo because they ain't no Wells Fargo banks in Oklahoma. There aren't any banks, Wells Fargo banks here. And you go, well, how are we going to do that? Well, guess what? They do have wealth management offices for Wells Fargo in Oklahoma. Now, I don't know about Oak City, but I know Tulsa, and I know where it is in Tulsa. Now, it's not like there's a bunch of them or anything, but they have a presence here. Now, this is the point of me making this message to you. Even though the big five banks, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, and Truist Bank are our big top-tier banks, our tier one banks, with Banco Santander Bank, also kind of in that group, but that's more based on Mexico and Latin America, okay? We have a few, I think, branches here, and there'll be more in the U.S., but for right now, we have other banking institutions that are connected to or adjacent to or close to redemption centers. So in some cases, there might be a Chase Bank that's connected to a redemption center. You go through the main door, you got the Chase Bank. But next to it, or even connected to it, could be a redemption center. Guess who's running the redemption center? It's not Chase, it's Wells Fargo. So even if you don't have a Wells Fargo bank where you live, you have Wells Fargo over the redemption center where you live. All of the redemption centers across the United States, and I know that's our primary audience right now, is the U.S., all of them have Wells Fargo representatives in there that will do our exchanges. Now, let's say you're in Oklahoma and you do your exchange at a redemption center, you redeem your ZIM if you have it, and you're good to go, and you've got a Wells Fargo account. Most of what you'll do in the future does not require retail banking. You're in a different level after this goes. You're in the level where you would have a premier banker, should you want one. A premier, that was what they've renamed the wealth management to premier banking. So you'll have that, premier banking, and you can bank with that individual if you want, or just do your banking online if you want to. And that's what the new Q phones, those satellite phones that work on the Starlink satellite system, will operate on, and they will be able to safely transact even using a phone like this Q phone, the satellite phone, that we're going to get. If you're a ZIM holder, you get one at the redemption center. If they run out or they don't have the phone for you, they'll give you a certificate to get a free phone somewhere. And it's been T-Mobile that has been working with these phones since Elon Musk saved President Trump's desire for Western North Carolina after Helene came through. And a bunch of people were stranded. They didn't have cell service. They didn't have anything. They didn't have electricity and everything. Well, Elon hooked them up, and I think it was about 18,000 of those Q phones, essentially, same thing as we're going to get, the Q phone with for those people to operate free for 90 days with T-Mobile. Now, they have that offer out now. T-Mobile does. You can get a 90-day deal, and I think after that, it's like only $10 a month, which doesn't make sense. But if that's what it is, that's what it is. If we get our deal and it's a 90-day free and then 10 bucks a month after that, so be it. Fantastic. That's the current offer that's out now. And it's the same phone that we're going to be offered at the redemption center if you're a ZIM holder. Okay? Just saying. Now, that really helped. The fact that Elon put that together through the Starlink satellite system, which is what it operates on, and it happened, you know, through T-Mobile, it just worked out great, and I'm so glad he did that. It's tremendous. All right, so let's go back. Don't worry if you don't have a Wells Fargo bank. And if you love your other Tier 1 bank, or Tier 2 bank even for that matter, you can get those connected to your Quantum account through your Quantum Access card. You supposedly have three banks that you can attach to that card. Wells, let's say, would be number one. You might add Chase. You might add Bank of America. You might add Truist to it. Truist would be a good option. Like I said, it's just going to be whatever's comfortable for you guys. You know, I've told you how I plan to do with my master trust and my master account with Wells and four sub-accounts. under LLCs with Wells, blah, 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 set all that up, and then I'll be able to move funds around and move into those accounts and use those accounts accordingly with a credit debit card for each of those four or five accounts. Have a separate one designated for each one. I have to keep up with that, but that's just the way my attorney and I have set it up. So don't worry about it if you don't have Wells. If you're in Oklahoma, which we have a lot of listeners in Oklahoma, and, you know, it's going to be fine. And if you want to use another bank, if you feel comfortable with another bank besides Wells, by all means, add it to your Quantum card. Throw some money in there. Divest yourself a little bit, you know, in what you're doing. Remember, you're going to have R&R money coming in. You're going to have your Doge payment coming. You're going to have your increase in Social Security still supposed to be this month, even though it's the 10th of June. Tomorrow's the 11th, which is a Wednesday, a Social Security Wednesday. But let's see whether your people that get paid tomorrow on Social, whether they get their increase or not. My understanding from our Social Security contact is that we'll have an increase of 85 or 90% above what you're getting now in Social Security. That's age 62 and older. Okay? If you're getting it at age 62 or 3, great. If you're getting it at 65 or 70, great. Whatever it is, whatever you're getting now, figure out an 85 to a 90% increase depending on your age or your year of birth. And I can't tell you exactly what it is. I don't want to be wrong. This is fresh from Social Security Department yesterday that we have a contact that we talked to. So look forward to that. My point is there will be funds coming to you outside of your actual currency exchange and ZIM redemption. So beware that you could seed some other banks or some other accounts with some of that money and should be able to move it. The SWIFT system is dead. We're on a ledger-to-ledger transfer system now. Everybody's account has been mirrored, but now is connected to the Quantum Financial System. And all of our accounts are now in USN, no longer designated as USD. So no longer fiat currency, but rather United States Treasury notes or United States note designation. That's good. So we're getting there. That's part of NASARA, all right? The other thing that's gone, IMF is gone. IRS is gone. But we'll see how it comes out to us on this whole taxation issue. Remember what NASARA said about a consumption tax of about 14 to 15% on new items that we buy. You say, oh, no, really? Oh, yeah. Figure out, let's say you spend $1 million a year in new items. Wouldn't you rather pay 15% in the price of an item that you spent $1 million on that's new versus spending 40, 50, 60% of your income in taxes? Hello, if you're going to be making real money, which you will, even in interest from the bank, that's earned interest income. Schedule B. I mean, even if that's the case, believe me, you're far better off with a consumption tax. And some people say, well, I don't think I'll spend $1 million a year on new things. You know, whatever. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. New homes, used homes, or previously owned homes, no tax. Used cars, previously owned cars, there'd be no tax. No consumption tax. So we'll see when that kicks in. Now, let's kind of round this thing up. I'm going to come in from the back of this. June 14th is 250-year anniversary, I believe, of the Army. It's Flag Day and President Trump's birthday. That's this Saturday, the 14th. You guys know about the parade that's going to take place Saturday in Washington, D.C. We've got equipment and soldiers, military, coming from 9 different military bases throughout the country. Yeah, there's tanks loaded up on trains from Texas coming all the way up to D.C. And they got those special hard plastic things that they put on the tank treads so that they can drive them on the streets without tearing the streets apart. So they'll have those. And it's going to be great. Now, I don't know what time the parade starts. I'm thinking it might be at 9 or 10. We'll catch it. But it should be on Fox. It should be on Newsmax. I think it'll be covered on One American News. It should be on a lot of channels. I toggle between Newsmax and One American News. That's what I toggle between now. All right, so you've got that on the 14th. Now, what else could happen, as we believe we're hearing, on the 14th is the beginning of the rollout of NASARA. And it should roll out between June 14th and July 4th, where people are made aware of it, where people are able to respond accordingly to what's included in NASARA. Let's just see if that actually is the release date, meaning we should get an announcement about the USN, our new currency, the USTN, United States Treasury Note, which is already in the banks and has been in there for 2 years. Same thing at the redemption centers. It's been there at the redemption centers. So let's see how this whole thing comes together. Now, let's go back and see where we are since last Thursday. Now, on Thursday's call, we had information telling us that we would be getting notified either Tuesday or Wednesday, today or tomorrow, for our 800 numbers and set our appointments and go. Quite possibly would have been Wednesday, Thursday. Now, what has happened since Thursday? Well, if you've seen what's happening, and I'm going to call them insurrections or riots in L.A., I think that has slowed us down a few days. It wasn't supposed to, but we've got to put an end to that insurrection. And that's why you've got 7,000 Marines really coming from, I think it's PS-29 in the Palm Springs, California area, training 30, 40 miles south of L.A. right now. And, yeah, look, if the Marines come in, they're not going to be using rubber bullets. Let me put it that way. So we hope they don't have to really be used in that capacity, but they're there for backup, and we'll see what happens tonight because it's still a little early out in L.A. But what's happened is these protesters are actually doing more than protesting. They're violent in a lot of cases, throwing cinder block pieces, rocks, bottles of ice water that are frozen bottles of water, and everything at ICE agents and military. Well, not even military. But the reserve troops that are there. And so what's happening with that is they were to be paid or have been paid through some agency, some fund that, of course, they know where the source of the money is and they've shut that down. But that area of L.A., guys, we're going to have the Olympics there in 3 years. Come on. Can't be having that going on. We got projects to do, construction to do. You've got new homes that need to be built back since the Palisades fire and the other fires, too, for that matter. There's a lot. Who can do it all? President Trump can do it, and he will do it. It would help if we'd get the mayor of L.A. and the governor out of the picture. Remove them from it and get some people in there that know what they're doing. Those guys don't. And you guys that live in California, you know that. And so what I'm going to say is I think we are moving forward, but we've got to put an end to that insurrection. Now, there are other cities, too, that they're keeping an eye on. Hot spots. We've got people there. They know what's going on. And I think some of those areas, before that, they'll be shut down before they even get started. So we'll have to see how that goes. Now let's talk about our timing. We heard late this afternoon, we got a call from our Iraqi American contacts that spoke with our contact in Iraq, who spoke with and has been speaking with Alok of the Central Bank of Iraq. And they've theoretically renamed the CBI the SBI, Sovereign Bank of Iraq, but nobody calls it that yet. It's still CBI to them. That's fine. But Alok is the head, and Alok is saying that the Iraqi dinar, they want to become an 80% digital currency. 80% digital. Alok said today that they're at 78%. It's only 2 more percent to go. He indicated that would take 2 more days, 48 hours, to get to 80% digital in Iraq. Okay? Let's say that's Wednesday, Thursday. By sometime Thursday, we could be there. And he said that we would, the RV for us, we could get started with notifications Friday or Saturday. Well, obviously I'll take Friday, but I'll also take Saturday. Will the parade in D.C. for Flag Day and Trump's birthday be a distraction for either numbers coming out or possible exchanges that we do? Yeah. And they don't want us going willy-nilly doing exchanges all over the country if there's insurrection going on. So this was a move by the deep state, not only to try to get ICE to cut down or slow down or not do what they're doing to pick up illegal alien criminals, but it was also a way to slow down and prevent the RV from taking place. Now, they're not going to win at that, but they did slow us down possibly for a day or two, if you want to look at it that way. I think that even though I'm being told everything is on a sort of an automatic timer, that I wonder if that timer could be stopped or restarted from time to time. I know it's all based on logarithms and everything like that, but I think their intention is to release the numbers to us either Friday or Saturday. As we are right now, that's what we've got today. Friday, Saturday, with possible exchanges Saturday, or maybe it rolls over into very early next week, which would be what, 16th and 17th, right? Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. So let's hope we get notified Friday with the toll-free numbers. I'll get the numbers out as quickly as we can to, you know, you guys in the emails. You'll get your own emails, and then we'll also have it on the website, bigcalluniverse.com. We'll put the 800 number on that as well, so you'll see it there. All right, let's see. Is there anything else? That is the gist of what we're talking about tonight. Keep an eye out for anything that you see that looks strange. I don't expect anything. I really think it's going to get squashed if there's any more rioting or insurrections and so on. They're not going to win at that. This quantum financial system, interconnectivity of the Starlink system, everything is set in place to begin for us. And everything's, it's all coming together. All of these currencies around the globe are essentially going to be digital as well. It's not just the dinar, not just the USN. Everybody is going to have a digital currency. And it's hard for me to tell exactly what role the cryptocurrencies are going to play yet, but they are part of this. Crypto is a part of what we're going to experience with our new USN and our USPN currency and so on. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, Sue has a new offering tonight, Designing Your Best Future, DYBF. It's $100. It's four classes, so it's four classes over four nights, total of about 6 hours of teaching for $100. And it's a really good course that you're going to want to have. DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100. Send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's available. And also the MedBed 100 is available. And also the Quantum 100, the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, is available also. Each of these offerings tonight is $100. You just want to indicate in your subject line, you know, MedBed 100, Quantum 100, DYBF 100. That's what you want. Designing Your Best Future. She described it. Sue described it in her segment tonight, and I remember that. It's a great offering, so be ready to send those emails off tonight so she can get those out to you right away. Let her know if you have PayPal. If you don't, she'll invoice you through PayPal, and that'll be cool. And then put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email and send that off, integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Okay? So send that off, send those off to Sue, and she'll be get those out just as soon as she can to you. Let's see, is there anything else? Bob has a good sale going on. Remember to go to bigcalluniverse.com and register your email if you haven't registered or you've had a change in email. And then it's really important that when Bob sends an email out, that you open it just so that the system sees that you're actively participating and not ignoring those emails. Because the last thing I want is for you to have registered your email, not looked at an email that's coming from Big Call Universe, in 3 months, and all of a sudden your email gets dropped from the list, and it's something that we have no control of. The only control we have is to make sure that you open an email occasionally from Bob and read it. And you don't have to act on it, just look at it. But make sure that you're registered so that we can stay in touch with you after this all goes, and then I'll be able to tell you what our plans are as far as getting together regionally for Rebuild America, for Rebuild International. I've got a cool idea on getting together for Rebuild International, by the way. I haven't even told Bob about this or Sue about this. So I have a secret too. So we'll see how that comes together. But you've got that, and we will send out the emails, and we'll actually post the toll-free number on the website, BigCallUniverse.com. So stay in touch with us with that email so that we can stay in touch with you after there are no more live calls like we're doing now, and then you guys can get, like if we do a podcast and I do a call with Bob, or I do one with Sue, or one with all three, and I want to let you know about it, I'll let you know by email, and then I'll attach the call to the email. It's a link, and then you click on the link, boom, you're all set. You listen to it at your own pace. That's really the ticket, I think, for our future, because we won't be using BigCallUniverse.com, and we may not have the SAT team anymore to get the call out all over the world. So keep that in mind. We do want to be in touch with you. And we want to, you know, guys, I don't want to do Rebuild America by myself. I think it would be a little tough. I'd want the 5,000 volunteers that are listeners in Big Call Universe to kind of help us in different parts of the country. And I know it's not clear exactly how that's going to work, but I'm working through it. And it'll be obvious to you when we're putting that together. We've got a couple of websites to build out, you know, and I want to make one of them with Rebuild America interactive, where you guys can just go on to the site and see the questionnaire for how you might want to be part of it, and then fill in a few questions, you know, probably 10 or 20 different questions that'll help us determine where to go first in the country, where to rebuild cities, towns, and small communities. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited. I've got some great ideas. I've been watching a show on Amazon Prime called Clarkson's Farm, and Jeremy Clarkson is a really funny character guy. Now listen, I'm telling you, there's language on this call. There's language on this show. But be prepared for the filter for that. But there's some pretty fun things in it. And he's learning to farm. He's got 1,000 acres over, I think it's Cotswold, England. Doesn't know anything about farming. He's got some people teaching him teaching him how to farm and so on. Well, it was in season 3, I think, because I'm in season 4 now. Season 3, where they talked about regenerative farming. And they had an expert come in and talk about how to plant two crops together and how it would help, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm excited about it. I'm learning by watching it. And listen, I didn't grow up on a farm. Some of you did. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help and expertise. But we'll get this thing done. It'll be really fun. All right? So that's what I wanted to say tonight. Let's thank Sue so much for everything she's done and continues to do for us. And thank Bob for what he brings to every call. Both of them, really fantastic co-hosts. And then let's thank the satellite team for getting the call out all over the world. Thank you, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, for continued support, for prayer and praise reports and requests. And thank you, GCK, and I guess most of all, in a way, Big Call Universe, all you guys out there who are listening. And we've had quite a few, millions and millions of listeners globally, and a lot of them are here, right here in the U.S. and Canada. Oh, watch out. Edmonton. I'm not watching it, but I'm hearing about it. They're doing really well. So let's see how they do tomorrow night in Florida. See if everything gets evened up in the hockey world. Otherwise, guys, let's pray the call out. I think we're ready for that, aren't we? Yeah, let me see if I got a phone. Here we go. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that's coming through for us Thank you that your perfect timing will bring this in. And thank you that certain obstacles, i.e. certain people in certain cities, move out of the way, and that this will go peaceably and bring in this beautiful blessing. Talk about big, beautiful bill. How about a big, beautiful blessing that's coming in? How about that, too? That's going to be fantastic. We'll be good stewards of it. Thank you for bringing everything in, and thank you for allowing us to go through so many things that we're going through, because it does strengthen us and teaches us patience. But thank you for all that we're facing right now and what's coming in soon. Thank you for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night tonight. Now let's keep praying for peace, not only here, but the peace of Jerusalem. All right? God bless you all. Let's turn off the recording.